各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安。
Yeah, brother and sister, good morning.
我们说平安，那真是最好的祝福的话。
We say peace, that's the best we can say.
今天是2006年的最后一天。
Today is the last day in 2006.
再过几个小时，我们就要来有了新的一年来到。
In a few hours, a new year will arrive.
有时候我不太清楚为什么 Boston Common 他们在除夕的晚上说这是 first night， 明明是最后一晚上，为什么是 first night 呢？
Sometimes I wonder why people in Boston would say that the eve of New Year's Eve as first night is actually the last night of the year.
后来我想也没有错，12点钟以前就是 last 最后一晚上，2006年一年的最后一晚上，12点钟以后就是 first night， 就是2007年的第一个晚上。
Then I thought about it, maybe right, as long as it's before midnight, it was still the last night of the year, and at past midnight, it becomes the first day of the year.
所以在这个好像过这个门槛的时候，我们一起来分享这个题目，我觉得是合适的。
Before we cross over to the other side, I think it's appropriate for us to share this message.
回顾今年，请问你有些什么回味再三的事情吗？
Look back on this year, is there anything for you to ponder over?
扼腕叹息的事情吗？
Anything for you to regret over?
悲伤痛苦的事情吗？
Something that you saddened by?
不堪回首的事情吗？
Something that you couldn't recount?
或者是欢欣鼓舞的事情吗？
Or something you were encouraged by?
俱往矣，都过了。
Everything has passed.
那么明年的这个时候呢？
How about the same time next year?
你我会在哪里呢？
Where are we?
你的公司 downsize 吗？
Is your company downsized?
你要 relocate 新换新的地方，逼着你，如果你要同一家保持同一公司的话，你要换地方吗？
Maybe, would you have to relocate to some place?
明年这一年会发生什么事情呢？社会上或者是个人或者家庭，我们不知道。
What may happen in the society and to individuals, we don't know.
你有期待有什么好事情可以发生吗？
What are you hoping for some good things to happen?
好结果发生吗？
With good results?
我们在这个当口，我们愿意从今天的这段圣经《列王记下》第四章的这段，我们一起来思想。
At this moment, let's use the 2 Kings chapter 4.And reflect on what we can think about this.
当然，也许你说张牧师，你的意思就是说，既然以利沙对这个妇人说，明年到这时候你要生养一个小孩，你是意思是说，我现在没有小孩，明年这个时候神会给我了，我不知道。
Maybe you say, Pastor Chang, because Elijah told to this Shunammite that next year you'll have a son. Are you telling me that I might have a son at the same time next year? My answer is, I don't know.
事实上，这位苏念夫人她并没有求要一个孩子。
As a matter of fact, the Shunammite did not ask for a son.
是伊丽莎跟她说的。
It was what promised to her by Elijah.
她都不敢相信。
But she didn't want to believe it.
弟兄姐妹，这不是很好的事呢？
Brother and sister, that's a very good thing.
So, 我们一起来分享从这类事件里，不管明年会有发生什么事情，那么我们这位从苏念的妇人身上，我们一起来思考她有哪些好的一些的我们可以学习的地方。
So let us look at whatever happened next year this time, what we can learn from this Shunammite.
不管是在家人当中，或者是在我们的工作的环境里头，甚至在我们教会的弟兄姐妹团契当中，我们可以一起来学习。
No matter what happened to our personal lives in society and in church, there's something for us to learn.
请各位再打开你的圣经，这个《列王记下》第四章。
Please open your Bible to 2 Kings chapter 4.
我这里来顺便提一下，自从有了 PowerPoint 以后，好像似乎你不带圣经，反正在墙壁上也会打出来了哈。不过这个我不鼓励。就是大家空手就来，最好还是带自己的圣经来教会。
It seems that ever since we have PowerPoint presentation, some people have forgotten their Bibles at the home. But we encourage people to still bring your Bibles to church.
因为你带你的圣经，如果你有些感受，你可以写下来，这对你是好的。
For if you carry a Bible with you and you have things that you have gotten from the sermon, then you might want to make a note of it.
请看第四章的第八节。
Let's start with the eighth verses 8.
第八节说，一日以利沙走到苏念，那里有一个大户的妇人强留他吃饭。
It says, one day Elijah went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal.
这个妇人是是大户的妇人，意思就是说她家是应该是有钱的家庭。
This is a well-to-do woman. That means her family may be wealthy.
但是这里不是我们的重点。
That's not the focus of her.
这里提到说她强留以利沙吃饭。
It says she urged him to stay for a meal.
这表示什么呢？这表示她有一个很热诚的心来服侍。
It shows that she has a very passion for to serve.
她有热切的心来侍奉。
She has the earnest to serve.
表现出来就是热情、热诚、热忱啊，这些字就是她很就是到一个程度，她强留以利沙留下来跟我们一起吃饭吧。
The kind of good attributes that she exhibited were passion, sincerity, and zeal to a point that she had to urge him to stay for a meal.
在这种热切的心可以拉近彼此的距离，是不是？
This passionate heart could shorten the distance between people.
可以解冻人冰冷的心。
That could thaw people's frozen hearts.
可以融化铁石的心肠，是不是？
And it could melt this hearts that are made of stones and irons.
如果今天有新来的客人过来这边，发现没有任何人跟我讲话，这个冷冷冰冰的教会，好，整个教会好像在冰窖当中，他下礼拜会再来吗？
If a guest of us comes to us and finds this church that there's nobody who came to talk to them, it feels like in an ice cave, you think that the person will come back next week? Probably not.
我们宁肯看到有新人来，然后聚完会有三个团员说来我们团去看看嘛，来我们团去看看嘛，来我们团去看看嘛，他就不想要去哪里，比上说没有人跟他 approach。来了好了不要几倍。
We'd rather have a visitor who is being swarmed by at least three or four people from different fellowships and inviting that person to the meetings at the fellowship, and that's better than if the person is not approached at all.
苏念夫人怎么表达热切的心呢？她请他留下吃饭。
How did she exhibit her passionate heart and she invited and urged him to stay for a meal?
你有没有强留朋友吃饭呢？
Did you urge a friend to go to meal with you?
你有没有被朋友留下强留下吃饭呢？
Were you urged by a friend to stay for a meal?
各位弟兄姐妹，在吃饭当中我们的关系就容易建立起来了。
Brothers and sisters, just during the meal, our relationship is established.
在新旧约里头，我们都看到也有这些例子，强留人吃饭的例子，结果都是很好的。
In both the Old and the New Testaments, we've seen examples of people being urged to stay for a meal, and the results are quite good.
旧约里是就这个苏念的妇人，在新约里头，《使徒行传》有一叫尼底亚的在使徒行在腓立比那地方留保罗跟他的同工一起吃饭。
An example in the Old Testament was this Shunammite, and in the New Testament it was a story in the Book of Acts by a woman by the name of Lydia.
这个很妙哈，两新旧约两个人都是姐妹来出面邀请哈，我在想弟兄跑去哪里了。
It's curious that in both Testaments.That the person who urged people to stay for a meal were sisters. I was wondering what happened to the brothers.
不过这也好哈，比得上说比至少比上，我们如果有一些弟兄是到处请人来就吃饭，请人来了才告已经到家了才告诉太太说今天我要请三个人吃饭，好多了。
But it has its own merit because it's better than if a brother who suddenly show up at home and told the wife that I have invited a few people over.
各位弟兄姐妹。你请人吃饭的时候要带着诚意的。
Dear brothers and sisters, when you invite someone to a meal, you have to have sincerity.
路加福音那里记载有一位叫做法利赛人进门也请耶稣吃饭，他可没有那么诚意哦。
In the Gospel of Luke, and there is a Pharisee by the name of Simon who invited Jesus to a meal, but he did not have sincerity.
不过耶稣，我们的主耶稣风度非常非常好，他还是去了哈。他还是对西门讲了一些很就是很造就的话，我觉得我们的主耶稣是很有风度的。
But Jesus had good composure. He still went to the meal, and then he said very good things during the meal. I thought that Jesus Christ was had a very good showing there.
我在我们的教会里头有很来来往往很多这些的朋友过境或者是短期留在Boston的，他们都可以是你的一个请吃饭的好的对象。
There are many people passing through the church, whether they're visiting or they're staying momentarily, they're very good candidates for you to invite to meals with.
当然我们很喜欢跟老朋友一起聚餐，这是非常enjoy很好的事情。但是有一些人，他们来到这里，特别是短期的访问的学者，他们借这个机会，请他们来，也是一个很好分享主的爱的好机会。
Of course, it's good for us to get back together with our old friends, but there are some visitors from, maybe strangers from out of town. That is also a very good thing to invite them.
当然，我们每年有新生的这个工作，新生进来的时候，那也是很好的机会。今年你错过了，我鼓励你，2007年的秋天早早跟我们同工报名，说我要接待。
Every school year, we also invite new students to the church and to their homes. If you have missed the 2006 hospitality party, I urge you to talk to the co-workers in this ministry so that in 2007 you don't miss the opportunity.
第九节接着下来说，此后以利沙每从那里经过，就进去吃饭了。
And then the next verse says, whenever Elijah... Verse 9 says, so whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat.
对不起，是第八节。然后第九节说，妇人对丈夫说，我看出那常从我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人。She
said to her husband, I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God.
妇人对丈夫说，我看出那常我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人。A
woman said to her husband, I could see that the one who passes by is a man of God.
她说，我看出这是不简单的事。
She said, I could see it's not an easy thing.
这表示她有分辨的能力。
It means that she has good discernment.
我们有热心不错，可是我们也要能够分辨。
With passion is not a bad thing, but we should also be able to discern.
她可以看得出来，这个来人，这个不简单的，他是圣洁的神人。
She could see that person who passes by her front door is a holy man of God.
我想她是有属灵的分辨力的。
I think that she has spiritual discernment.
知道什么是好的,
knows what is good,
什么是不好的,
what is bad,
什么是对的,
what is right,
什么是错的,
what is wrong,
什么算是得, 什么算是失,
what is to be gained and what is to be lost,
什么是利, 什么是害,
what is beneficial and what is dangerous or hurtful,
什么是是, 什么是非,
what is right and what is yes, what is wrong,
什么是黑, 什么是白,
what is black and what is white.
各位弟兄姐妹，苏甸夫人可以看得出来，以利沙跟一般的当时的一些的传道人不太一样，他是圣洁的神人。Dear
brothers and sisters, this Shunammite could see that Elijah is not an ordinary man; he's a man of God.
所以，但愿我们也有这方面的培养，这方面的分辨力，属灵的分辨力，我们要培养。
Let us ask that we also have this spiritual discernment. Let us try to exercise that.
求主让我们日常的未来这一年，在日常的这些抉择决定当中，有这样的很明确的属灵的分辨力。Let
us ask the Lord to give us this very clear discernment.
这个属灵分辨力不够，他就说再过来说，就在说。 那么第十节说，我们可以为他盖在墙上盖一座小楼，在上面安放这个床榻、桌子、椅子、窗台，他来到我们这里当中呢，就可以住在其间。
But just to have this discernment is not enough. In verse 10, she says, "Let's make a small room on the roof and put in a bed and a table and a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay whenever he comes to us."
我想他是看到伊丽莎一定路过那里的时候是风尘仆仆做游行的传道人，他在那里他需愿意为伊丽莎有一个可以休息的地方。I
think that she saw that Elijah is a traveling evangelist who comes to the town with a lot of fatigue and she wants to have a place for him to rest.
他看出来 他是圣洁圣洁神人，他愿意服侍他，他就有一个计划。
She could tell that he is a man of God, and she wanted to serve him, so she came up with a plan.
所以他就说，我们要为他盖一座这个一个小小的小楼，那么放很必要的床榻、桌子、椅子啊、这个灯台，这些都让伊丽莎可以在那里可以躺卧可以使用。
So she said, let's build him a small room with all the essentials, such as the bed, a table, and a lamp, so that he could rest there.
那么他这样想了之后呢，不够。第三，他都开始有行动。
And there's the third element that she's good at.
你看，第九节说看出，第十节说我们，然后呢，到第十一节，这事情就成了，这个小楼已经盖好了。
In verse 9, she said that she could tell, and then she said we, and then by verse 10, the room is already being built. That shows that she is a doer.
她从向她的先生提议到工作完成，这个时间这里没有写，但是这个照叙述的结果是连在一起，可见是很紧凑的。
From the time she proposed to her husband, the time the project is completed, even though the Bible didn't tell us, but it could tell, but we can infer that it's a very short period of time.
他看见伊丽莎的需要，他就提议，然后他就行动，就完成了。
She saw the needs of Elijah, so she proposed and she put in action, and everything is done.
他是百分之百的行动派。
She's 100% doer.
他不把这些计划留在脑子里头。留在那个桌子上，他是付诸行动的。
She doesn't leave all the good ideas in her mind, and she actually puts into action.
他这个行动有行动来配合，他不务实也不务实。
What she did not only get things accomplished, she also did it on time.
所以我在这里与彼此来勉励，如果你有答应人的地方，如果答应神的地方，明年到这时候，盼望我们早早把它完成。
So let me urge you, if you have made any promises to anybody, by this time next year, have it accomplished.
事实上，如果有行动这样的配合，你会让你的恩赐越操练越熟练的。
With practicing in action, you would have your spiritual gifts being refined over time.
如果没有行动，甚至你的恩赐都可能生锈了。
If you don't have any actions, your spiritual gift may be rusted.
我们在教会当中，请问我们是生锈很久了？
Are we rusted for a while in the church?
好像福音书里头那个领一千两银子的那个仆人，将银子用这个手绢把它包起来，藏在地里呢？
Are we like the servant in the gospel? That had the one talent who basically wrapped the talent in a piece of cloth and buried.
请我们看周遭，你一定可以看到许多有心灵的伤口的人。
If you look around, you'll find people who have wounds of their hearts.
他们需要你借着你把圣灵的安慰来带给他们。
They need the comfort from the Holy Spirit through you.
他们需要酒，好像那个圣灵的安慰啊，油啊，浇不是浇在不是在伤口上撒盐，乃是把这个酒去清洁，那么油把它敷上去，然后用手巾包起来。
They need the spiritual wine and oil. Oil implies the comfort, and wine implies cleanliness. They need that. They don't need any salt on your wound.
我们的手巾不是来包。包扎这个银子，然后埋在地里头了。我们的手巾是来包扎伤口的。
We shouldn't use our cloth to wrap that talent to be buried in the ground, but to be used as bandage for our wounds.
所以我们感谢主，他有这个美好的行动。
Praise the Lord that this Shunammite has her good actions.
然后我们再看下去哈，到了十一节。伊丽莎就到那，就进了那楼，就躺卧了。
Let us read on in verse 11. One day when Elijah came, he went up to his room and lay down there.
从第八节，伊丽莎经过苏念，进到大夫的妇人这个苏念家里，苏念妇人家里吃饭，到 到十一节那里，以利沙就成为他们的常客，就常在那里可以有躺卧。
From verse 8, when Elijah went there the first time, to verse 11, he has become an old guest of their house.
然后我们在这里看到，再回顾 看一下，他跟他先生怎么说话，这是有关沟通的问题。
Let us look back on how the Shunammite communicated with her husband.
Yeah, 他跟他的先生的沟通是很特别的。
Her communication with her husband was very unique.
如果看第八节，我们看她是一个大富的妇人，而且她强留伊丽莎吃饭，可见她可能是你用现代话说，你强人可能不为过。
If you look back on verse 8, the way that she's described as a well-to-do woman and her communication with her husband, you would not, it would not be surprised that you would describe her as a feminist.
哦，如果你是公司的董事长，你恐怕哦，请你来做 CEO 了，可能啊、哦，因为他也会做计划，而且计划的很好啊，他又能够分辨这个该投资，这个不该投资，他知道怎么去做，他是有这方面的优点的。
If she were to be a chairman of the board, she would have told the CEO and what needs to be done, what need not be done, and with all these different plans.
我们来看到后面他危机发生的时候，这个我们今天没有时间来读哈，是八节以后，他的危机处理也是非常的惊人的。
Later in this chapter, there was a crisis in her personal life, and we're not going to go into today, but you can tell that she's also a very good decision maker.
她知道在什么地方，在什么时候去找谁，这个是了不起的一件事情。
She knew when to go for help and when something happened.
但是我们在这里看第十节这里，她请问她跟她先生怎么说话呢？
But in verse A, let's see what she talks, how she talks to her husband.
那么第九节说，我看出那个是圣洁的神人。如果后面第十节说，我要为他盖一座楼，那他来到我这里，我再提供给他住房。请问你读起来会什么感觉？
If she said in verse 9, I knew that's a man of God, I want to build a room for him, I want him to live in a house. If you were the husband, how would you respond?
不，他这样说，我们，他对他先生说，我们可以为他做这个做那个，他来到我们中间的时候可以住在我们这里。
But the word that she used is us, let us to do something. So when he comes, he could stay with us.
我觉得苏念的夫人是很多人我们的榜样。
I feel that this Shunammite is a good role model for many of us.
如果你有很多的恩赐，你是行动派，你也很会计划，你有分辨力，这个都好。可是你怎么去沟通，这个可能也是很重要。
If you're someone good with action and move around and have good judgment, this is all very good.
她尊重她的先生。
But she respected her husband.
她也许眼光独到，她辨识力惊人，她心思非常细密，她非常的突出。可是她如果不会跟她沟通的话，她不过是一个 one woman show 或者 one man show 啊。可以这样说。
If she's very insightful and very has good discernment and can deal with things very clearly, but if she's only by herself, that's only a one-person show.
但愿我们在自己的家里头跟我们的家人沟通的时候，我们也可以从苏念夫人可以得到榜样。
Let us hope that when we communicate with our relatives and our family members that we can learn from this Shunammite.
我们固然在这里没有看到他先生说好我盖章就行了，可是我们可以知道他这个态度是好的态度。
We couldn't tell whether her husband would put a stamp of approval on this project, but we can tell from what we can learn in the Bible that it was a good attitude that she put forward.
如果我们跟我们的家人或者跟我们的配偶沟通，用这种方式来沟通，我相信我们可以解除很多的不需要的不必要的问题。
If we communicate with our family members or with our spouses, we can solve a lot of problems.
我想我们愿意一起来从这位苏念夫人来一起来学习。
We can all learn from this Shunammite.
那我们接下来我们看到苏念夫人她是没有小孩的。
Next, we can tell that she's infertile.
因为这个基哈西说她没有儿子，她丈夫也老了。有什么指望呢？没有指望了。
For Gehazi said that she doesn't have any son and her husband is old.
我们看到他这个服侍的心，不会因为他没有小孩，他觉得上就是怨天尤人。他没有，他有坦然的心来侍奉。
We can tell that even though she's without a son, her heart to serve was not affected by that.
每一个人都有痛处。
Everybody has their own wounds.
这个痛处别人碰不得了。
This so-called wounds other people can't touch.
每一个人都有疮疤 scar。别人都揭不得了，揭开不得。
Everybody has his or her own scar that other people can't touch.
每一个人都有弱点，你不容别人来踩住、踩到他的。
Everybody has their own weaknesses that other people can't move on.
他的痛处是他没有小孩。
Her weaknesses is that she's without a son.
而且他的丈夫也老了，可能希望不是很大哈。
And her husband is old, so the hope of having a child is very slim.
但是我们看到这个苏念妇不因为这样缘故，她就埋怨。
But we can tell the Shunammite not because of these reasons that to complain.
对这个东方的女子，特别在古代，不要说没有小孩，就是小孩没有儿子，只有女儿的话。这个也是不得了的事，是不是？
In the East or in the Orient, if a woman who is without a child, or even if she did have a child, but it's a girl, then that's not a very good thing for her.
我在台北的时候碰到有一对夫妇，他的太太家里是七仙女，她是老大，七个姐妹，她妈妈就是要生一个儿子，终于生一个，第八是儿子就停了。
I know a couple who's the friends who were a couple in Taipei, and the wife is actually one of seven daughters in the family, and her mother just wanted to have a boy baby, and as soon as the mother had her brother, and then she stopped there.
Yeah, 这个我为这个妈妈，我觉得很了不起，但是也太辛苦了，连生七个，然后第八个终于有一个男孩了，终于可以停了。哇，这个太辛苦了。
I thought this grandma was great, but also she did a lot of work to have eight kids.
苏念夫人连女儿也没有。
This Shunammite doesn't even have a daughter.
我们看这个对她在，虽然她是大户夫人，也许表面上很风光，其实心里恐怕还是有点觉得少了什么东西一样。
We can tell that even if she's a well-to-do woman, but deep in her heart, something must be missing.
对，如果你有一些弱点或者是有一些痛处的时候，别人碰不得的。
If you have some soft spots or weaknesses other people can't touch.
你如果看第二章那个以利沙，那些野孩子说秃头，说他秃头，他就咒诅他们，哇，这些人就死掉了。
If you look at chapters 2 in 2 Kings, that Elijah is actually bald-headed. And there are some kids who actually make fun of that, so he cursed, and then they died.
Oh, they died.
They died.
总共好像42个孩子都死掉了。哇，这个实在太厉害了。
And 42 of them all died.
这是以利沙所做的事。
This is what Elijah did.
我们不值得学习啊。
Don't learn from him.
好，那么到了第五章，我们看到又有一个就是乃曼。
In chapter 5, we see an emperor, a general, Naaman.
啊，圣经说他在亚兰王面前呢，为尊为大，可惜呢，圣经说只是长了大麻风。
We see that he was honored in the king of Ma, Aram, but he actually has leprosy.
哈，他是为尊为大，是一人之下，万人之上。哇，这个是这个出将入将，他哇，这个权力很大了，可是身子上就长了大麻风。
He is actually a great general because he's just under the king.
那么长大麻风是不清洁的。
But to have the leprosy is not clean.
那么碰到去找伊丽莎的时候，以为伊丽莎可以站在他的上面呢，又摇一摇就把他医治的。
When
伊丽莎偏不。
When he went to see Elijah, he thought that Elijah would just cure him right away, but he didn't.
我想伊丽莎她身上长大麻风，她。夏天再怎么热，他不会是穿短袖的衣服，穿短裤，他已经全身包裹起来，因为怕人家看到他长大麻风。乃曼。
Yeah, I thought if Naaman has this leprosy, he probably would not wear T-shirts because he would want to cover him up in the summertime.
没想到他找伊丽莎的时候，伊丽莎吩咐仆人叫他说：“你去约旦河去洗。”这下他就生气了。
So when he went to see Elijah, Elijah told him just go to the Jordan River and wash yourself.
他是说亚巴大马士亚巴拿格难道不必这个干净吗？讲到他说到他不洁净，所以你到河里去洗，他就碰到他的最深的难处。
He said angrily that the river of Damascus is not as good as the river of Jordan because his spot, a soft spot has been touched.
这些所谓秃头大麻风不生育，就是所谓的弱点了。All
of these bald-headedness, leprosy, and infertility were these people's soft spots.
可是苏甸的夫人非常可贵的地方，她心态非常的健康。
But what's precious about the Shunammite was that she has a very good mental state.
所以她坦然地面对这个不生育的事实，不让这些的痛处呢来影响她，来拖累她。So
she faces these facts of life with confidence, so that they would not affect her lives.
所以坐在我们当中，我们每个人身上有这些的难处，求主让你可以过去。
So if you have these wounds in your lives, let us ask the Lord for you to pass by these. Sometimes it's the wounds in the heart, sometimes the wounds in our body.
那么对于这些痛呢, C.S. Lewis 讲到在他的书里头, The Problems of Pain, 讲了一句话。
C.S. Lewis said something about this in The Problems of Pain.
所以面对这些痛，这些pains，你处理的有几个阶段。He
said when you are faced with these pains, there are several phases that you can go through.
第一个当然是去了解它是不错，有一个knowledge是不错。First,
to acknowledge it.
这一个部分，第二个更好的是有勇气去面对。The
second one is to face it courageously.
更好的是你得到 sympathy, 得到同情。
Better yet that you receive sympathy from others.
最好的是从神得到那个爱的安慰。
The best of all is to get the comfort of love from God.
这位苏甸夫人用坦然的心来侍奉，来生活。
The Shunammite live and serve with a heart of confidence.
各位弟兄姊妹，到明年这时候，我们盼望我们可以一起走过。 这些的痛处难处，可以坦然的来接受，或者走过这些的难处。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us commit that at the same time next year we would go through our problems with confidence.
我们当中有一位很年老的姐妹，其实她身体是难处很多。
There is an elderly sister among us in this congregation.
可是她很乐意去侍奉，去探访，跟她。 甚至比他年轻的这个长辈,
even she has many problems of her own, she still goes out and visit other people, some of the people that she visits are even younger than she is.
他跟我说，张牧师，我出去这样去侍奉的时候，我身上的痛都不见了。She
told me, Pastor Chang, when I went out to visit other people, all the pains in my body are vanished.
我想那个神经痛这个不会不见了，只是你把它越过去而已。
I think that the hurt in the nerves would actually not go away. It's just that you become oblivious to it.
所以我们在这里，我们已经讲到这位苏内夫人，她有热切的心。
Now that we have gone through that, this Shunammite has a passionable heart.
她有行动来配合。
She has actions to coordinate that.
她知道怎么沟通。
She knows how to communicate.
她也有属灵的辨识力。
She also has spiritual discernment.
她更能够坦然地面对她的难处。
She can also face her problems with confidence.
我们愿意再看最后一点。
Let us look at the last point.
她的服侍的心是清洁的。
Her heart to serve is pure.
我们一起，我们侍奉神。 最可贵的地方是没有带任何的条件。When
we serve our Lord, what is the most precious is that it's unconditional.
没有任何个人的私心。There's
no selfishness.
他招待苏内夫人招待伊莎，他就是要招待他。When
she invites him to meal, she just wants to be a good hostess.
不是因为哇，这个他有大有能力哈。
Not because that he has power.
哇。 我接触他，然后他呢，我就可以从他得到任何的好处。
Or that I could get any benefit from him. She was not playing a bet. She was not placing a chip. She was not leaving a long line after the hook. Or she's not actually slowly heating up the oven. To be a political investment for her. So that one day she will get her principal interest back. She didn't do all that. She has very pure motive and honorable. This is the highest level of service without any impurity. She serves the holy man of God with a holy heart. When Elisha lies there and tells his servant Gehazi, bring that Shunammite to me.
然后伊丽莎说，你问他，你既然费我们替我们费了那么多心思，你到底有所求了没有？项王或元帅，不管怎么样，我出面吧，替你做事情。你费了那么多心思，你到底有所求没有？
And Elisha told her, "This whatever that you need to go to the kings or go to the marshal or the general, whatever that you have, I can go get it for you." She said, "I have a home among my own people." With peace.
我们知道，如果到了第八章，你知道他经过了后来有七年的灾荒，他回来的时候发现了田产给人家霸占了，他有没有去找王啊？他有，他还是有。
We can also tell from the same book of Kings that in chapter 8, after 7 years, she came back. Her land was somebody else was on her land. She actually did go to the king.
至少我们在这里的时候，我们看到她服侍这个伊丽莎，不是出于这一类的要求她替他做点任何事情动机没有。But
here she served Elisha without any motive.
各位弟兄姊妹，这是很高贵的。Brothers
and sisters, this is very honorable.
我们看他服侍伊丽莎，就纯粹就是服侍他罢了。We
see that she serves Elisha just for that.
我们跟服侍主，我们也不是跟着来做一个所谓打交道啊，半交涉。你看我对你这么好，2012年服侍那么多的时间，那么花了那么多时间，那么多精力，奉献那么多钱，怎么一点都对我不好？他不是这样子。
When we serve the Lord, we're not having a business relationship with the Lord. We're not saying in 2006, what we've done to you, you should pay us back.
So when
she said, "I've among my people," Elisha really doesn't know what to do with her.
基亚西说他没有儿子，他丈夫也老了。我们刚刚已经说过了。
Gehazi said that she's without a son and her husband is old, and we just
再叫他来。He
said, "Bring her back."
然后再叫来的时候就说，明年大约明年到明年啊，就是明年到明年这时候，你必这有一个抱一个儿子。So
he said about this time next year, you will hold a son in your arms.
她简直是不敢相信。She
couldn't believe it.
她说：“神人我主啊，不要欺哄卑女。”She
said, "Man of God, don't fool me."
这不是她服侍伊丽莎的目的。This
is not her objective of serving Elijah.
但是伊丽莎说：“你明年要怀抱一个儿子。”But
Elisha said, "You will have a son next year."
她说：“不要欺哄我，没有这回事的啦。”She
said, "Don't mislead me. This can't happen."
各位知道，在创世记十八章那里，那里我们也看到这个亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉，她也不敢相信这件事。If
you recall that in Genesis 18, Sarah, the wife of Abraham, didn't believe that either.
神所带给我们是超过我们所求所想的。For
what God gives us is way beyond what we can imagine.
我们还没求的时候，他已经早就知道了。Before
we ask for it, He already knew.
我不是说我们不能祷告，是可以哈，是，但是他不是拿这个作为一个条件来服侍的。Not
that we can't pray, we could, but this is not a condition of our prayer.
妇人果然怀孕, 到了那个时候就生了一个儿子，正如以撒所说的。
The woman became pregnant, and next year about that time, she gave birth to a son.
所以我的祷告是到明年就说神给你很多的惊奇。
So my prayer is that next year about this time, God will give you many surprises.
你想都没有想过的。
More than you can imagine.
各位弟兄姐妹，这多好啊。
Brothers and sisters, that's very nice.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们在信仰的旅程里头有很多的惊奇。
There are many surprises on our walk with faith.
但是我们恳求主，你自己查验我们的心思意念。
But we ask the Lord that you look at our hearts.
主啊，在我们挥别这个2006年时候，我们愿意献上我们感恩。
Lord, as we say goodbye to 2006, we want to give our thanks.
让我们要这个迎头来迎接2007年的时候，求主把信心赐给我们。
As we welcome 2007, please give us faith.
主叫我们服侍主的心更加热切。
So that we become more passionate when we serve you.
求主教导我们怎么来服侍你。
Please teach us how to serve you.
也叫我们的心在你面前蒙悦纳。
And let us have your hearts when we serve.
我们这样祷告，感谢祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray with thanks and ask in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.